Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout. Yeah. Rollins ball near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
It's probably the best Fransky call, I would say, or my favorite Fransky call. But Jimmy Rollins is scheduled to join us. Jack Fritz has made his appearance here at Chiggs in South Philly. When Jimmy Rollins calls Jack Fritz, who is he presented by?
Well, he's presented exclusively by the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, where odds, slots, bets, and odds all together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Download now at betparks.com. Jimmy Rollins is a proud ambassador for Bet Parks. As a Bet Parks brand ambassador, he creates unique social video content on the Bet Parks social channels. We'll be hosting a series of fan-friendly watch parties in person at Bet Parks Sportsbook, and delivers unique insight and commentary weekly on the wild card and pennant races leading up to the baseball playoffs and through the World Series.
That's a lot Jimmy's got going on. And J-Roll, Jimmy Rollins joins Marks and Reese. J-Roll!
What's going on? What's going on, fellas?
We needed a little more excitement out of you there, Jimmy, coming in there.
Hey, no. I'm taking down a juice right now, so you know, I'm trying to bring some zen into my life before this madness starts.
Well, we know you're excited, brother. Just talk to us a little bit about what it means to you, man. Listen, you're one of the franchise's greatest players, the all-time hit king here. Part of the greatest, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, era of Phillies baseball that you guys gave us during your time here that resulted in the World Series championship and another appearance. How did it make you feel to see this group of Phillies in that drought of not being in the postseason and finally getting in the postseason Monday night?
Man, I was so ecstatic for them. I felt everything that, you know, Reese, you know, was going through when he finally broke that barrier, because until you do it, you're just in the shadow of the team that did it before you. You know, and you get tired of hearing about it. You're excited that they won. It's like, good, great for them. But that has nothing to do with us. You want to create your own legacy. So for them to go through that, I know what they're going through. It's amazing. It's like, it's our turn. We can say we're a playoff team. Hopefully you can say you're a world championship team, but the first step is getting to the playoffs. And they've done that. They've heard all the criticism, all the reasons why they shouldn't, spending money, and then all the reasons why they should and how they become failures because they've had bad Septembers. And honestly, this September was nothing different, but they put in enough work. They won the games when they needed to, which is something they hadn't done in the past. So, I mean, we're bringing Red October back to Philadelphia, and I couldn't be happier. Well, hopefully we get it back to Philadelphia in the building. But for now, you know, we're in the playoffs, and we go out there, hopefully take 2 out of 3 from St. Louis, and we'll be hosting some games.
Yeah, and they get their best starting pitching going. So just like you guys in 08, you were able to line up your starters starting with Cole Hamels to begin every series, at least for this series. You're going to be able to have Wheeler and Nola. If you look at the odds, St. Louis is a slight favorite in the series, but you know why people are looking at the Phillies. Having Wheeler and Nola going 1-2 in a 3-game series is a pretty big deal.
It definitely is. And, you know, that's very fortunate that it lined up that way, that they were able to go out and, you know, clinch that first day in Houston and then gave them, you know, as you said, a chance to set everything up going forward, which is something we were able to do. we won at the right time, and it was able to set us up for every series going forward. And when you have those two going in a three-game set, your chances are pretty good. You know, go get them a couple runs, which hasn't been happening a lot for Nola or Wheeler, but you go get them a couple runs, and we saw, you know, what Nola can do with the game on the line. When it's a must-need situation, the man went out there and threw six, you know, terrific innings before he finally gave up a couple hits. So, I mean, we know what he's made of. That's why he's an ace. And Wheeler, you know, he has stuff that can just shut out and be wiped out anytime he steps on the mound. So, you have those two things going, and you score those guys a couple runs, I guarantee the notch and their precision of everything they're doing takes it up to another level. And I know that's cliche, but I've seen it. I've seen good pitchers turn into great pitchers when the situation was right. And, you know, I sit on the panel with Pedro Martinez, and he says it all the time. You get me one, we have a good chance to win. You get me two, we're for sure going to win because I'm not giving up three. And I think, you know, with those guys, that's the mentality that they'll take or they'll learn. Get me one, it's going to be tough for them to score two off of me. But if you get me two, I for sure am not giving up three runs. So I like the way things are sitting up for us, and, you know, we're in good shape.
I mentioned earlier, J-Row, you guys broke that streak of not being in the postseason. I believe it was 12 years, 93. Nah, what was that, 93?
Yeah, it was more than that.
Yeah, 14
years. And that first year, that 07 series against Colorado didn't end the way you wanted, and you guys came back and won the World Series the next year. So I say that to ask you, what can these guys – well, what should they be on the lookout for this year, right? This is their first time in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, so what can they expect in this first year?
I mean, we ran into a team that was hotter than anybody in America. I mean, just on the planet. They had won 21 out of, like, 23 coming in. They beat us, you know, three straight games, went to the next series and won four straight games before they had to wait a week and face Boston. And I think that hurt them. But for me, I mean, you know, the very first pitch of the game I saw in the playoffs, you know, was 1-0 Phillies. I was even more aggressive. So, and I've talked to guys every time they get to the playoffs that have asked me questions. Like, it's a different, and, you know, in the sense of pitchers in the playoffs, when they get ahead, now they're trying to get you out. There's no setups. It's they're trying to be efficient as possible. So you can expect them to be around the plate more often. Huh. As a hitter, I want to get you into the stretch as soon as possible because that means we have runners on. And that was the battle. If you got one strike in the playoffs, I'm like, okay, the pitcher already has an advantage, but now it's even more of an advantage just because everything is more on the line. There's no setting pitchers up in the playoffs. It's attack, attack, attack. So as hitters, attack pitchers in the strike zone. We're not necessarily looking to attack fastballs, you know, only. But if he throws a hanging curveball and the season would just be like, oh, okay, I got, you know, more at-bats to come. No, that hanging curveball could turn up 1-0 in your favor, and you win the game, that's one less game you have to win. That's two more games they have to win. And that was always my advice when guys ask me. I'm not sitting around. The book is out on you. This guy likes to take pitches. Perfect. That plays into your favor now because they're trying to throw you strike one because they know you like to take pitches. Use that to your advantage.
That's great insight. Jimmy Rollins joins us here as the Phils tomorrow, 2:07 first pitch right here on WIP. First game in 11 years, exactly 11 years to the day that the Cardinals won 5-game and eliminated you guys back in 2011. And as we know, they haven't been back since. So, Jimmy, right. when you lose a game like that, and it was tough because Ryan went down and it was a 1-0 loss and you were the best team in baseball through the regular season, 102 wins. The Cardinals got hot at the right spot, end up winning the World Series. Do you ever think in that moment, like, we'll be back next year, we'll get them next year? What's it like to have not, like, that was it for the Phillies and your run right there, looking back at it?
No, we all knew. I mean, well, I can't say we all. I literally called my agent the next day. Well, I can't lie. Maybe 3 days later, because I didn't leave the room for a day and a half. So about 3 days later, I called my agent, like, bro, it's over. And he's like, what do you mean? Well, I'll be back. I'm like, oh, I'm telling you. Whatever, you know, inspired me to say what a team to beat, that last out, it was like it left the building. So it wasn't a surprise, anything that happened after that. I knew our run had ended. Right there. I don't know why, but I knew it was over. I didn't leave the room for a day and a half, and 3 days later I was in Paris, France, because I just couldn't watch or think or hear baseball. So that was hard. But I do like the fact that the last team that we faced in the playoffs were the Cardinals, and this new bunch of guys, they get to rewrite that. The first team that they face as a group is the Cardinals, is the team that put us out. So I'm looking, you know, they can't revenge our loss, but I'm looking for them to avenge it.
What's your most bitter defeat? Because you had a couple there. The Giants win the World Series after beating you in a tough series. The Cardinals
St. Louis. We didn't like the Giants. You know, I mean, yeah, Pat Burrow, I was happy for him for the way that, you know, his career ended with us. So I was happy for him that they won. But 11 was the hardest because, as you said, 102-win team, and we lost in the first round. And, you know, you can look at games that we should not have lost. We shouldn't have lost game two. It really should have been – we should have won 3-0, let's be honest.
Yep.
Or 3-1. But it shouldn't have ever come down to that. But it did. So because, you know, when I look back at that series, it's just like, how do we even get to that situation? We knew we had our hands full because the Cardinals always played us well. We knew that. But we also knew we get through this, we win the World Series. There was no doubt. But we knew we had to get through the Cardinals. And so as it was, the Cardinals beat us. And we can, you know, if take any solace in it that we lost to the eventual World Champs. Every team that beat us, if you notice, besides Colorado, won the World Series.
Yep.
So everybody had to come through us.
Jimmy, do you remember going back, and because there was some talk this week that, you know, we did a lot of talking about we'd rather face the Cardinals, had the Phillies face the Cardinals and the Mets, and it probably would have worked out that they played the Cardinals. Anyway, the talk back then was that you were trying to play the Cardinals in that series. Do you recall that, to where you were saying, like, no, let's position ourselves with the Cardinals?
No, we never said that. That may have been said outside. We didn't care who we played. We dominated the Braves. The Cardinals, like I said, we knew we had our hands full.
Right.
And I do remember the talk being, you know, do we sit our guys? That's not how it goes. You know, you play your guys, and if you really want to think about it, I mean, it's all retrospective, we should have lost the game in 9 innings. The second baseman, I can't remember his name now, booted a ball, went through his legs with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. We scored, tied the game, and I think we scored like 2 in extras. So, I mean, it just worked out. Like, when things are not supposed to be, they're not supposed to be. So, or you could say when they're supposed to be, they're supposed to be. The Cardinals were in the clubhouse watching the error being made with 2 outs, and then we went ahead and won the game. So, it was – and we weren't going to set ourselves up like we're going to purposefully lose this game so we could play the Braves in the first round. That's not how you do it. But it worked out that, you know, a missed ground ball turned into a field win, and the Cardinals eventually won the World Series.
Jimmy, Ike has a group chats with his former teammates of the Eagles where they're discussing the games, and when things aren't good, there's a lot of what. Ike, what the hell is going on up there? What's the group chat that you guys have going on? Who's on it?
There's no group chat.
No?
I'll text Ryan individually if I want to. I'll text Shane. That's pretty much about it. Yeah, we don't and it's different. You know, we play 162 games, so that, you know, we – you can't have a season-long group chat. In the NFL, you know, you play once, maybe twice a week.
Right.
You have a short week, but that's it. That's it. So, yeah, those chats, I'm sure, go off because you got 5 days in between to talk all the trash you want.
Yeah.
Feeling good about the series, though, as far as getting a win? Got to win 2. That's it.
Hey, look, I always say, like, KG, anything is possible. And we got our big 2 boys on the mound, so anything is possible. Let's get past this first wild card round and get to the divisional series. And at that point, shoot, they'll be rolling with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I just like listening to him talk, man. I just like listening to you talk. I don't even have any more questions, J-Ro. I just like listening to you talk the game of baseball, man, because I think it gets lost on us sometimes that you do have a brilliant baseball mind. You have a mind for the game.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we may think you're going up there without a plan or what have you, but you have clearly thought your way through the game and to, I think, a potential Hall of Fame career, brother. So I just love listening to you talk the game of baseball.
I appreciate it. But, yeah, I keep it simple. My dad, at the age of – I was 10 or 11, I would come home. My dad would ask me what happened. I just, you know, we won and – he's like, no, but what happened? And it took, right, you know, him me going to the game four or five different times before I understood what he was asking me. He was saying, tell me what happened in the game. Not the plays, but why the plays happened. So from an early age, he changed how I watched baseball. He changed how I thought about baseball. And in doing so, I was playing, you know, like as we all do, you play head games. But for me, it was with a purpose of understanding the game on a deeper level. And so, you know, my baseball brilliance or baseball mind, you know, was something that my dad started a long time ago. I didn't understand it. And like I said, it took four or five times before I really understood what he was asking. And he never told me what he was asking. He wanted me to figure it out. Then when I figured it out, it was like, oh. Then that light bulb moment, it was literally that light bulb moment for me.
Jimmy, it's always a treat whenever we get to talk to you. Thank you. How is the family? How's being a dad and everything?
It is fantastic. I actually have my daughter right here with me. She's waiting for me to get off so I can go pick up her Starbucks.
Well, get off of here then. We appreciate it.
All right,
man.
Guys. Appreciate you. Hey, go Fields. Red October, baby. It's back.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. There he is, Jimmy Rollins.
J-Roll.
I'm like you. Hearing him talk about the approach and Joe Giulio's back on air, the approach to the plate in the playoffs, because it's true. In a regular season game, you can waste two pitches and whatever, but you have to be more efficient in the postseason.
Yeah, I love him in the postseason when he does TBS. He mentioned being with Pedro Martinez. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. It's unfortunate they don't do much during the regular season because I think they're great. Like, no one talks about that booth because it only happens one month a year. But, yeah, he's great. I mean, and how about what he said there about he knew in 11 it was over?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. I mean, they had the most wins in baseball. Like, he felt that even though they were just the best team. He kind of knew that they reached their peak at that point.
Yeah, and he probably knew that Big Piece had been struggling all year with his ankle, his Achilles.
The talk was it was Achilles, like a strain or stiffness or something like that. And yeah, that Achilles is about to blow.
Kind of like the Kevin Durant thing, right? Because he was playing through it and then it popped.
And Jimmy probably knew that maybe his best days were behind
him. Well, I mean,
him.
Yeah, and Utley wasn't getting younger or healthier with those knees.
They saw, they're like, well, like, we're not going to be getting better, if anything, even if we won 102 games. I mean, Halladay never being the same pitcher was a crusher.
Yeah.
That one kind of came out of nowhere.
That did come out of nowhere.
He just kind of lost it all at once.
And Cliff Lee fell off.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
And he was never the same. I don't even think he really pitched after that. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309 online, marks-jewelers.com. Here's Ike Reese for one moment.
Hey, Eagles fans, want the chance to go to the Dallas game? Well, maybe watch the pregame warm-ups on the sideline? Well, AAA Eagles MVP members will have that chance at every home game all season long. This is a must-have. If you're an Eagles fan, new members get a $20 credit to the Eagles online pro shop. Some big games and some really cool events are coming up, so you don't want to miss out. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today. That's AAA.com/Eagles for details.
There you go. Yeah, so we're going to be – we're actually, you know, like 207 is the first pitch for tomorrow. So we will be on post-game, and then I'll be sticking around with Giulio for a while as we hopefully are celebrating.
You're sticking around with old Joe G tomorrow?
We got to react to a playoff game tomorrow.
Break down a big win?
Haven't done that around here in a long time.
The anxiety hit me today, Joe, that they're actually in the playoffs, right? Like 2 days ago, it's like I was happy they were in, but like it really hit me today. Like there's a playoff game.
The craziest part about the three-game series, I was thinking about this, like when we come on tomorrow after the game, they'll either be a win away from the next series or facing elimination.
Right.
Like, we're all excited now, and like we're going to be either super high tomorrow or like, uh-oh.
Well, let's see how much confidence we have in Aaron Nola if they lose game one.
Yeah, that's the tell.
Hold on.
That's the
just
tell.
Being honest.
I wish they had an extra day for him. His numbers are so different when he has an extra day of rest.
Extra day.
He had that, so Sunday would be an extra day. Like he's
what is he on, 5 days
he's
now?
On four.
Would only be 4 days?
So Monday when he pitched that gem in Houston, he was on the extra day of rest. He's like, it's like he's a different pitcher.
Oh, why do you tell me that?
Well, I mean, I can't not tell it to
I'm changing
you.
My bet.
Yeah, why did you tell me that?
What I mean is they got to get tomorrow. Just get tomorrow.
We normally have the text line, which is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro Sunday for an Eagles watch party and win signed Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag this Sunday at the Irish Horn. Tomorrow during the game, I'm going to be doing the BetQL chat again for the Phillies.
Ah.
So sign up. Joe Giulio obviously is a big BetQL guy.
What is that? You breaking down the game like while it's going on?
Like a chat.
Like a
chat.
Manning cast?
Yes, except it's just on chat. There's no video component to
it. Oh, okay.
So Mark's cast.
And it's free. It's free to sign up, and it's free to chat. So just get the BetQL app and sign up, and you'll see my chat right there, and we'll be talking about bets and things like that. We'll be reacting to the game in real time. So that's going on
tomorrow. I'm
going to
be so locked in tomorrow.
Oh.
Every pitch. Every playoffs. Pitch, October.
And I don't know how long this is going to last.
So get your fill.
By Monday, yes. We might be talking about the Eagles again. Danny Wyatt joins us. Danny!
I was just going to say Danny Watkins. What?
Not Danny Watkins. Danny Wyatt!
How's it going, fellas?
Hi, Danny.
What's up, buddy?
Danny? I'm pumped for this Red October, right?
Yes, sir.
So what do you think? What's
your
prediction?
Talk to me about it.
You know, you guys remember the 80s wrestling when the Four Horsemen would come on or Hulk Hogan would be talking to Mean Gene?
Yeah.
Like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel about the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm ready to take Albert Pujols, Adam Wainwright, and Yadier Molina to the retirement center after these two games that we beat them on Friday and Saturday with Zach Wheeler going 7 innings, Aaron Nola going 7 innings. And I just feel like the bats need to wake up. Kyle Schwarber sets the tone, and we just take it to these Cardinals because I was looking at that roster, and I just hated that 2011 team so bad. Man. I wish I could go to St. Louis myself, but I know the Phillies are going there and they're going to represent, and we're going to come out with these two victories come this weekend.
It would be kind of cool if they did it to them, right? Like
thanks,
the Cardinals
Danny.
Effectively ended the Phillies' run,
yeah,
and the Phillies could end the Wainwright, Molina, Pujols era.
Yeah, because the last thing I want is for the Cardinals to win this series, and I got to listen to this Pujols, Wainwright, and Molina thing going on for another week and a half.
And you just know if they get going, they could win the whole thing.
Yes.
The Cardinals do this.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they do it when you least expect them to do it. You're absolutely right.
Knock them out.
Yeah, it's rarely when they have a stacked squad that they go on a run. It's when you don't expect them to do anything. They get in and get hot.
Well, let's take care of that starting tomorrow.
Yes.
2:07 is the first pitch. We're live at Chickie's today in South Philly. And if you're looking for a place to watch the Phillies playoff games, Ice Cold Budweiser's specials right here at Chickie's. Perfect with crab fries. ChickiesPizza.com for a location near you. All right. They win in game one. We're not going to talk until after the game.
They're winning game one. Yeah. I mean, I have to feel that. Zach Wheeler on the mound. When you're the road team, it's really the pressure's on the home team because they're at home.
Sure.
So when you're the road team, you can just go out there, swing freely, and next thing you know, you're up on a team before they can even realize it. So I expect them to get up early in this game tomorrow.
They have the pitching advantage. That has to be it. Wheeler's got to leave the game with the lead, and then they could do it.
You got to bring it home. Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, Julia, are you sticking around?
I'm here until 7:30 tonight.
Is Howard sliding in?
Oh, yeah, riding with the king.
Oh, riding with the king.
Hold him accountable, Joe.
Is he excited or not?
He's like, well, they could win. Like,
it's a pep rally. Come on.
Yeah, I know. There's been a lot of pep in people's step, at least some people here. All right. Thank you to everybody. Joe Giglio is going to be coming up next with Howard, and then he'll take you to Thursday Night Football. We will talk to you. Remember, tomorrow, 2:07
first
pitch.
Take the Broncos -3.5 tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
Both those teams think.
I'll be watching, though. Again, tomorrow, first pitch, 2:07. We will have you after the game. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow. See you. But, hey, listen, QC Kinetics, what they're doing for people is amazing. All right? I'm telling you, what they're doing is what athletes used to get done, but, like, the general public wasn't, right? You're talking about advanced medicine, non-surgical alternatives. So if you're living with joint pain, and when I say living with joint pain, you know what I mean, right? Like, you're not dealing with it. You're living with it because it's a part of your life. Maybe it's injury. Maybe it's arthritis. Maybe you had a torn meniscus in your shoulder, your rotator cuff, right? I've had shoulder issues before, right? You don't have to live with the pain. Maybe bone-on-bone arthritis. Maybe you need a new hip. You need a knee replacement. Before you do anything, call QC Kinetics for a different way, an alternative way to deal with the pain. These amazing protocols work with pain caused by everything. So don't live with the pain. Learn how QC Kinetics can give you your life back with no drugs and no surgery. Call them today for a free consultation. You can be pain-free, and you can do it without surgery, without cortisone shots. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. Call them today for a free consultation. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.